now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show. I don't have Robert here with me, but Robert, if you're listening, I want to say hello to you. I miss you already. Robert's taken the day off. And we have a wonderful guest with us today who's going to take up pretty much the whole hour. I have my good friend, Dr. John Haas from the Prescott Regional Opportunity Foundation Center for the Future. You're going to learn a lot about what's going on there. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for
Race. We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day. And, well, we always say it's Prescott Chamber Day every day, but we're so excited to have our guest with us today. And it's my honor and pleasure to introduce Dr. John Haas.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I really enjoy being here today. And so, as Sherry said, my name is John Haas, and I've been here in Prescott for about 8 years. I came here from California to start the Cyber Intelligence and Security Degree Program at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. And at the time, it was pretty exciting because we didn't have any students. So my first job was to actually get some students.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it was fun because one of the things that I discovered is that there's so many things going on in the world, and we know about it today with cybersecurity, but at the time, I found out that there was a thing called Cyber Patriots, where all these high school students were competing, mm-hmm. and there was a final that happens every year in Washington, D.C. So I said, I know what I'll do. I will be a sponsor and go there and talk to them. So that was the beginning of how we started to get our first class of students back there in 2013, which amazingly, coming up on 8 years here in Prescott. And I really love it. And now the program has grown from 11 students to over 150. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed doing is really listening to these students. And a lot of them would say, you know what, I'd love to stay here in Prescott, but there aren't a lot of cybersecurity jobs here. The few that there are, we did get some of our students. We've got one of our graduates working at Yavapai Regional.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Leading up their cybersecurity department. Because
super.
You can imagine how important keeping your records secure are for a hospital, or making sure that somebody doesn't get inside and ransom your hospital. So that would be something that would be hard for them to do.
Absolutely. It seems like the hospital could maybe hire all 100 of the students, right?
Oh, well, it's surprising how much one person can do. Right now in the United States, there's 500,000 open positions for cybersecurity all around the country, and about 13,000 of those are here in the state of Arizona.
Wow, that's amazing. What a great opportunity for us in this market and for you to be in charge of building that whole program so that we can potentially keep those students here and have those jobs stay here.
That's right. I was fortunate to get nominated to be on Arizona's Governor Ducey's cybersecurity team. And one of the things that we talked about there on the team was, how do we build our workforce?
Mm-hmm.
How do we educate our students for the future? And of course, Arizona would like to be known as a leader in cybersecurity, be our sixth C after cotton and copper and citrus and climate.
There you
cybersecurity.
Go. There you go. Well, hopefully we're well on our way with that. Did I recently hear that there was kind of a cyber situation?
That's right. Everyone's probably heard about this new solar wind thing. Unfortunately, it's been there for a while, and as many of these cybersecurity breaches are, it's pretty clever. And so I'll be using it in the spring in my class because it's a great example of probably they got fished, which means not the kind of fishing that we like to do, but the kind where they caught somebody's credentials and got inside and were able to distribute their malware just as though it was coming from a real company.
Wow. And I suspect these sort of activities happen so often that we're unaware of.
Yeah, we're oftentimes unaware of them until after the fact. It takes up to 6 months typically to discover. The average breach takes that long for it to be discovered. And we think that this one began in March of this year, probably when we were all so busy trying to figure out what to do with this pandemic.
There you go. Well, we had our eyes off the ball, somebody snuck in, it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, and it was only discovered when one of the big companies found it, and then they said, oh my gosh, SolarWinds, how many clients do you have? They have 300,000 clients.
Wow.
And 80% of the Fortune 500.
Huh. Hence why there's so many job opportunities.
Why there's so many jobs, and why we want to fill them here in Prescott.
Absolutely. Well, we have something really fun to talk about. We are here to talk about the Prescott Regional Opportunity Foundation Center for the Future. And so why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Prescott Regional Opportunity Foundation is a not-for-profit organization, and we have as our fiscal sponsor the Prescott Chamber Foundation.
Yes.
And it's very exciting because a fiscal sponsor helps a young not-for-profit organization be able to make its way through the complicated things of not-for-profit, and it allows us to take, for instance, tax-deductible donations before the IRS has given us our official letter, which right now is taking up to 2 years, according to them, to really get that. So we really appreciate the chamber working with us on that.
Well, and it's a perfect opportunity for us because we both share the same mission and vision for the area, and that's retaining our youth and creating jobs.
That's right. We really are thinking of ourselves as a center for what we call cyber mobility and educational institution. And so by educating the area about the benefits of having technology and high-quality jobs and the ability to retain our students when they graduate from either Yavapai College, Prescott College, Embry-Riddle, when they come out of school, we'd like them to stay here and be able to have careers here and families here, because then that really helps the economy of our region.
And that is so wonderful. And I think we, both of us, have another party that we have to really thank, and that's our good friend, our city manager, Michael Lamar, in the city of Prescott. They have in the city council as well.
That's right.
They've really, I know you've presented in front of them this concept, and you guys have been working on this for years.
That's right. The first time we presented it was almost 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then in 2019, we presented, and we got a letter of support. But this summer, in August, we got a unanimous vote by the city council to support and not only support it in name, but actually provide financial support to help us get this thing started. And so it's been just fortunate for us to be able to have that support from the city council, the mayor, and the city manager.
Absolutely. And with that being said, you also kind of have a new, I mean, I might be jumping ahead, but you have a new location now, too.
That's right.
Or a location.
That's right. The original vision was that we were going to have to build, because if you have been looking for real estate here, you know that it's pretty tough. And so the city said, oh, my gosh, we have some new space out at the fairgrounds. So they saw that some of the people could move out there. So let me tell you more about what we do, I think, when we come back from this next break. But we'll be on South Marina Street across from the city library, where we have about 3,700 square feet where we can occupy it immediately. In fact, we have one of our companies is in there now before we've even completed the renovation.
Isn't that fun? And we have just a little bit more time, but I think that this is what community is all about, and this is what's so special about Prescott, is when you start to create a vision and kind of moving this forward and making it happen. And that available space means that you have one business already secured, and how many more in the works?
Well, the first business, in fact, I think our CEO is going to be coming on for Simple WAN. Mm-hmm. And then we've got five more in the pipeline. In fact, I met with one new prospective customer who is right now down in Scottsdale, but they'd like to move up here and have their business up here. And it's a growing company that really we're excited to have, because it's another cybersecurity company. And they have a lot of great clients in the finance and insurance sectors, which, of course, we all know need to be very secure. So we'll be having, by the end of January, we think that we'll be filling up that space with six companies.
Wow. And we're just getting it started and renovating. So now you're going to be out looking for more space.
That's right. Well, I think it's a great problem to have, because it proves that there's a demand not only from local incubation, which we'll hear more about later, but also from attracting companies that are already making revenue, but they know that their employees would enjoy the benefits of this beautiful four-season area that we call home.
Oh, absolutely. The quality of life. And I think the partnership and access to Embry-Riddle and for what you've built will also be a great resource, and our other colleges as well. It's not just one higher education. You gain support from all of the higher education areas.
That's right. And I'm working specifically with Yavapai College, and had a recent meeting with NAU. So mm-hmm. all of those have interest here in Northern Arizona. So I want to be partners with everyone, because there's a place for everyone in this future vision.
Absolutely. Well, we do have to go to break, but we will be back. So thank you for that very quick update. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and I have a very special guest here with me today, Dr. John Haas, and we're talking about our newest partnership and project that we have going on. And John is going to introduce our next guest. So I'll let you go ahead and do that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sherry. So today we've got with us the CEO of SimpleWAN. Eric is with us on the phone remotely. And so, Eric, I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about you and SimpleWAN. What brought you to Prescott?
Absolutely, John. And Sherry, how are you doing?
We're living the dream here. We miss you.
We all are. We all are. That's the whole point. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having us, and a little bit of background. So my name is Eric Knight, the CEO of SimpleWAN. I've been in the Prescott area for some 12-plus years, and when we actually founded SimpleWAN a couple of years ago, the general attitude was you can't have a high-tech technology startup in Prescott. And that comes down to fundraising, that comes down to, you know, talent. And, you know, we believe that the talent is here, and I think you guys pointed out very well that there's lots of exciting graduates that want to stay in the Prescott area. You've got the cybersecurity program. You've got Yavapai that's got some really good programs. But it was still a challenge. I mean, you have to have all of these pieces to make a startup or a technology business work. And so, unfortunately, at that time period, we were forced to start it in Phoenix. And we got it off the ground. We got funding. We won a bunch of state awards, grants. We won a bunch of investments. And the timing just kind of worked right. We had a couple of people up here. We had a couple of new employees also that wanted to start up here. And between the magic that John and a few others put together along with the city council, it worked. We were able to move it back to a real home. And I can tell you the people are much happier. I mean, because you can go outside. The talent is there. I mean, our vision is shared with John's, which is the people that are graduating right now and right here in Prescott, if they want to be in the high-tech industry, the theory is, oh, well, they've got to leave. And we are excited to provide jobs locally and be able to give them the opportunity to stay. And that's the big focus right now.
And that's just wonderful. So I have to ask you, Eric, and I know we've connected before, but how'd you come up with the company name?
So it's actually a funny story, but I've done a bunch of interviews through time, and it's a technical thing. WAN So WAN stands for Wide Area Network. So when I'm on doing interviews with people and they say simple WAN, I know they're not technical people. And if they say simple WAN, it's like, okay, I'm talking to a really technical person. So that's kind of how it all fell together.
Oh, that's great. And so how did you connect with our good friend Dr. Haas here?
So there's actually been a great representative that's been working with the city. His name is Jim. And, of course, Mr. Heine himself kind of facilitated the whole thing. And, you know, it just kind of came together very nicely. We started having meetings, and our lease was running out in Phoenix. So time was of the essence if we were going to do a move like this. And, of course, the whole COVID situation kind of accelerated everything. And, you know, everything just kind of lined out perfectly. And we beyond ecstatic with the city support and the community support. And, I mean, we're really poised to grow coming in 2021, and we're just excited to get people moving and hired.
Yeah, John was telling us you might be already outgrowing the building.
That is the plan.
Yes, that's a great plan. And how many employees are you currently employing, and how many do you see as the growth?
So currently we are just about 20 employees. We've really been embracing this work from home thing, so a lot of these people are all over the place. But we would like to add another 20 employees by mid-year, if not sooner. We have two pieces. We're a software cybersecurity / technology company, so there's a lot of software development going on. But we also build a physical router / security piece of equipment. And that takes hands and people that want to learn about electrical engineering and soldering and how, you know, microprocessors and all that kind of stuff work. And so we really see the growth, especially locally, in being able to learn and expand on that. And those people generally jump right into the software once they get the understanding on that, those pieces.
That's wonderful. Dr. Haas, do you have anything you want to share with us?
Well, I think one of the exciting things for me is that one of our first master's graduates, Jesse Chu, joined Simple WAN here, about 3 months ago. And we were over at the office today, and he was there working on a whole rack of those test equipment. So, Eric, you might tell us a little bit about how you went to grab Jesse.
No, we were excited about that. And so nobody listening locally, you can't grab Jesse. He's a very talented young man. That's really it. He came out with he's probably one of the most talented people that we've hired out of the gate that doesn't know, you know, specifically our industry. We've, of course, had a number of employees. We've got 20 now through the years, for the last couple of years. And, you know, he has a general understanding that we absolutely love about the cybersecurity piece and the technology piece, and that's really says a lot about what the local, you know, your program is turning out. Because I can tell you, we've hired a lot of people with no background, no engineering backgrounds, no technology backgrounds, and they really struggle because it's a very different concept. I went through the Cisco program 20 years ago, and their biggest fear was nobody was going to know how any of this stuff worked, how the internet works, how the networking works. And here we are 20 years later, and that's really the case. And, you know, especially Jesse and future candidates that we're looking at now, they have a really strong fundamental understanding of this stuff, and it's so important right now.
Absolutely. And is the reason for that because the technology keeps changing and we have to try to keep up with it, or what do you suppose is that all about?
You know, a lot of it comes down to when people think about technology. See, I got into computers because games and computers were boring when I was a kid, so you had to learn how to program. You know, today they're so exciting and they do so much, and you can do Minecraft and you can do all of these things. A lot of people coming up want to be web developers or game developers or, you know, app developers, and that's exciting stuff, but that only represents 2% of the marketplace from a technology aspect. I mean, there is so many people involved, even doing this broadcast over the internet, there's so many people involved to make this stuff work. And, you know, there's so many jobs in that space.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Haas was sharing earlier, all the opportunities. And I think that's something, I think we want to make this cyber movement the next C for Arizona.
And Eric, one of the things that I was excited about Simple WAN is that when you were working with small and mid-sized businesses, they were scattering their employees to home, and now you've got a great product that is really addressing this very needed space.
Yeah, and you know, that's actually correct. So we've been doing branch offices for the last couple of years since we launched, and this whole situation evolved. And a lot of people aren't in the office. Sometimes they're at home, sometimes they're at the office, sometimes they're just at home all the time. And we've been able to evolve through this whole process and create a product that is more susceptible and suitable, I guess would be the better word, coming out of this COVID-19 situation, because we truly believe work is going to look different. We always talk about, you know, going back to a normal, but people like working in rural areas. Prescott is going to see a huge draw of people that want to be able to go outside and come home and work and not sit in an office 8 hours a day. And so we've pivoted our product to really resonate with those people, but I think it's going to be really strong for our local economy and our local environment as well.
I absolutely agree with that. You know, we're hearing about that, how that's going to change. And not in a negative way, I think. You know, we'll be able to attract more folks here that can work from anywhere.
That's right. One thing about COVID that has done is it's proven that we can work productively and remotely. Mm-hmm. And so companies like yours, Eric, are going to help motivate and make that possible. And I think that that's exciting because the Center for the Future is all about these future trends that I think maybe the pandemic accelerated.
I think you're right. I think it absolutely have. And we've talked about it. These are not low-paying jobs. And they bring up everybody in the community. They bring up the restaurants that people die in. And they, you know, the local retail shops, more people to spend stuff. It creates a whole new economy and relationship for us.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners? We still have a little bit of time, but anything that we've missed or that we didn't ask you about yet?
No, we're certainly excited about the future. I mean, I think this is going to open up a lot of new opportunities. And, you know, anybody who's seen me before, we're always talking about reinvent your business. And, you know, definitely from a technology standpoint, embrace the stuff, don't fear it. And, you know, there's some exciting things ahead for Prescott and for just the general community. And this technology thing, especially, you know, John's cybersecurity focus. I mean, he was talking about the SolarWinds stuff. It's fascinating if you were to read into that and how widespread and how much is out there. And these people are going to be extremely valued. So if you're a local and you're in Prescott High right now or some of the other local schools, Prescott, you know, Valley High, whatever it may be, there's a local path here to graduate in the cybersecurity space. And, you know, whether those jobs are here, online, there is going to be so much opportunity and you get to stay here.
That's good news. That is absolutely good news, and that's exactly what we want to see. So, Eric, quick question for, you know, so we're also talking maybe potentially to our businesses. Can businesses reach out to you? How would they get in touch with you so that they could take advantage of your services?
Yeah, so if you plan on keeping your people from home and they're struggling, of course, staying connected or being connected, you know, that's what our technology enables so that they can do this, they can work remotely, they can get stable internet connection. We're even doing a lot of stuff for the local school districts to where people can school remotely. We have a technology that will let them have wireless connectivity, 4G, things like that, where they normally couldn't get it. And they can go to simplewan.com to kind of find out more information about that. And that's just the word simple and then WAN.com. And we've got information there. They can reach out to us. But any business that is thinking, hey, I kind of like it when my workers are, they're happier when they work from home. And we just need to make sure that they're solidly connected so they're efficient and they don't lose anything from working from home. That's the technologies and, of course, securing that we provide.
Wonderful. And so they can go right to your website. Any other contact information for any of our listeners that may be joining us?
So we have a phone number, too. You can call 888-855-GET-A-WAN.
Wonderful. Well, we've got about 3 more minutes. So any other thoughts, Dr. Haas?
Yeah, another thing that I think is really exciting, Eric, as we've been talking, is that your devices do have a physical portion. So the manufacturing these right now, they're assembled, and some of the test is done right here in Prescott. And so as we look out, an area that is an opportunity for growth is testing, because you can do testing of systems and software, again, almost anywhere. And this is an area that is expandable beyond Simple WAN, but you and your company see a great growth ahead. So needing that kind of support is going to be an important thing for folks that might be interested in that area of technology.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, CP Technologies is building a big center here. You've got a number of businesses that are queued up, and a lot of them do have manufacturing aspects. We had lunch with somebody not too long ago that has a factory here that creates wafer remanufacturing stuff, and they have a hard time finding people to do that. And those are high-tech jobs that most people don't know exist here, and they think that you have to be in Silicon Valley to do that kind of work.
Yeah, I see Prescott as becoming kind of a little I think we're starting to become that ourselves. You're talking about our good friends from Pure Wafer. And
yes.
It was really fun working with CP Technologies. We're so excited for them to join us. And we do see more coming down the road as well.
That's right. I met this morning with a company that is considering moving up here from Scottsdale. And when we talked with the folks at CP Technology coming from San Diego, one of the things that they were excited about is that their employees would be able to afford to live here, whereas you consider the cost of a home in the San Diego area and the commute that they have in the San Diego area, coming to Prescott is a real big advantage. And I know that Simple WAN, you have employees that are at different portions around the country. So not only do you have technical, but you also have business requirements. You need people like technical sales and other types of jobs. So it's exciting. It's not just the programmers.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, bookkeepers, financial people, you know, technical support people, sales people, of course, you mentioned that. Yeah, it does create a wealth of different jobs that are technically oriented but not technically dependent. And so, yeah, it's absolutely what you're saying.
Well, Eric, we're about ready to run out of time, but we celebrate you. We congratulate you for being able to move here in this beautiful city we call home, Prescott, Arizona. And we look forward to, I think I'm going to make a note to have you back on the show in the spring to see if you've brought on more team members and we can celebrate some more.
Sounds excellent. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you're
Eric.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, step aside, Rudy.
Whee, here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That seems bad.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona COVID numbers may be plateauing, but beware those Christmas gatherings that could cause another rise. There may be some hope on the COVID-19 front in the state. Dr. Joshua LeBaire, the executive director of ASU's Biodesign Institute, says the current surge may have hit its peak.
It looks like we're plateauing. A Christmas travel rush could definitely get us back into growth rate again, and we really don't want that.
He's urging you to avoid gatherings with people from outside your immediate household. LeBaire says hospitals are overwhelmed as COVID patients are occupying half of the current bed space.
Hard to envision that an entire hospital is half full with people with this one illness. That's just astonishing.
LeBaire says fears of a COVID-19 vaccine are unwarranted.
If there are going to be side effects of a vaccine, they tend to occur very early. There are no good documented studies that show long-term bad outcomes from vaccines.
Mostly sunny, windy, and cold. Chilling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear and breezy 18 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming back up Christmas Eve through Sunday to a partly sunny 55. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 23. Then mostly sunny, climbing to 61 Thursday and Friday, 63 Saturday, 60 Sunday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of a Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. Financial aid, including the GI Bill, is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and I have my good friend Dr. John Haas here with the Prescott Regional Opportunity Foundation, Center for the Future. How are you?
Doing great, and boy, this was nice to have Eric on board. I wanted to tell you a little bit, because we talked about the fact we've got multiple companies. I want to tell you a story about how we had some young graduates from Embry-Riddle from the nation's number one aerospace engineering degree program. They went off and worked for a while at one of the big companies, Boeing, and Raytheon, which we've all heard of. And they decided, you know what we need to do is we need to disrupt the satellite industry. So they decided to start a company.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had put together the plans to start in April of 2020. And then, oh, my gosh, the pandemic hit. But they said, why not? Let's go ahead and do it. So they started their company this last spring. And their business is to disrupt the satellite industry by making satellites modular. So we heard about how Eric's company, SimpleWAN, is changing the way of making secure homes. Right now, it takes 15 years oftentimes and $50 million to put a satellite in orbit. And you know how fast industry is moving with electronics. You launch that thing into orbit, and already it's obsolete the time it gets up there in orbit. So they said, why don't we make it modular like our computers are? So you can plug and play. You need a new graphics card, plug it in. You need a new radio frequency, plug it in. So that's their business, Catalyst Space Technologies, and we're really excited to have them as one of our companies joining the Center for the Future as well.
Wonderful. And so they are graduates from Embry-Riddle?
That's right. Graduates from Embry-Riddle from the Aeronautical Engineering program, and they have already got a good group of employees, but they want to grow to be 21 in 21.
Wow.
So that will increase the number of people, and so they'll be attracting engineers from the outside. But for instance, this summer, they hired 6 Embry-Riddle interns to work with them over the summer to get their prototype working.
Wonderful. So, and this is an actual, so this is the traditional incubator process for this business.
That's right, because they're just starting. Mm-hmm. They put together their business plan. We've helped them put them in front of funding groups, working on small business innovative research grants. So they're going through the pains and joy of a true startup, where it's just really the 3 founders growing, and now they've started adding additional employees.
Well, that's just fantastic. So this company will be part of the Center for the Future.
That's right. And then we've got several other companies that are doing exciting things, including encryption software, being able to do global security and operations center. That's called a GSOC, to be able to provide services to global companies, to provide cybersecurity services, as well as educational services. So we've got a whole variety of companies joining the center. So we're excited about having that at 220 South Marina. So we'll be in about 3,700 square feet there across from the city library.
Wonderful. Well, I know we've been talking so much about what Eric's doing and everything like that. I think you had a few more things to share with our listeners about the foundation and the center. So let's make sure we get all that in before we run out of time.
Sure. The foundation is interesting because as a not-for-profit, one of the things that we're doing is that we're providing services to these young companies. So some of the services that we want to let them take advantage of include things like mentoring and coaching. We have a wonderful resource here in Prescott where we have executives that they like to call themselves retired, but we know that they are actually too interesting and have too much talent to really let finally go. So we have the idea of executives in residence, or as you called it, the kitchen cabinet, mm-hmm. that can help mentor these young innovators and help them go from what we used to call crossing the chasm, getting from the idea to getting to viable in the marketplace. So we're looking for partnerships with individuals that want to participate. And then we're also looking for people that want to donate their funds, because to grow this, it does take money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have a call out to any angel investors right now then. That's a big
right.
ask.
Yeah, it can be angel investors or people that want to have that philanthropic idea where they say, you know what, this is a transformational time for Prescott. We could really change and augment and diversify our economy by being able to make this change. And what that means is doing something that we have to look beyond where we are today, but what about our children and our grandchildren? Wouldn't we like it to be a place where they could call home and you can get a tax deduction, even it's not too late for 2020, and we don't know what the tax situation is going to be like for 2021, but we know what it is for 2020. So you can go to centerforfutureprescott.com and find our website, and we have a brochure there and contact. And, of course, if you wanted to reach out by phone, 928-632-2711 allows you to reach and find out more information about the Center for the Future and the Prescott Regional Opportunity Foundation.
So I just have to ask you, thank you for that information, and I just want to ask you, you're a busy guy. You're teaching, you've got this going on. How did it come to all this for you? Or you must feel like your dreams are coming true here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm a startup guy. This is my seventh startup. I started my first company was called Sun Sailor Designs, or Scientific Software Development. And I got a chance to work with all sorts of interesting things, including Martin Gardner, who used to write for Scientific American. And he had these games that he would do. So way, way long ago, we put his games on a computer. And then it did navigational systems for boats and planes. And today, all of us have navigation systems on our phones. And then went off and did multimedia and did these funny things called video conferencing and audio conferencing, shared whiteboard. And now we all have them on Zoom. Then did interactive television and made it possible to interact with our TV. And now we all have that with things like YouTube. But at the time, it was a novel. And then did email, which all of us had, but at the time, it was only on local area networks. Mm-hmm. And then encryption. So all of these things that I've done over my different jobs have prepared me now to be part of this Center for the Future.
Well, I think you're the perfect mentor for all of these small startup companies that are, and I say small, but not really, for these startup companies to come into our market. So we celebrate you and what you're doing for the Prescott area as well.
Yeah, and I've really enjoyed it. You know, what I like, I'm a lifelong learner. And when I see one of these young students or a person who's an entrepreneur and that light bulb goes off and they light up, and they just get so excited, that's what really charges me up, to be able to see that. And I just enjoy doing all these different things, and I see a great opportunity for both the students at Embry-Riddle and other places, but for the future of Prescott.
Absolutely. Well, we're thankful that you had this vision and that we had a lot of partners like the city and everyone else that wants to be a part of this. I think that's fantastic. And as the chamber, we're proud to be a part of it as well, because again, we both share the same mission and vision. And so we really appreciate you. Maybe for our listeners, one last time, your contact information.
Sure. Centerforfutureprescott.com. And there you'll find our email contact. And I'm John C. Haas at hotmail.com. So that's J-O-N-C and then H-A-A-S at hotmail.com. Our phone, 928-632-2711. And really look forward to meeting with more people and more partners in 2021.
Well, the future's looking bright, and we celebrate you and thank you for your vision and bringing this to Prescott.
Well, thanks, Sherry, for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. And Merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure to stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubrographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubrographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And boy, we've had such a great day today. I really wanted to end the year. Hard to believe it's been we're at the end of the year. Most of us are celebrating. It's been kind of a rough year. But it was great to really have Dr. Haas and Eric and everyone on board to share the good news and to share the opportunities that Prescott has. And I do believe the future is looking really bright for us. And we've got a great leadership and a great team working really hard to diversify our economy here in the Prescott area. But I want to encourage all of our listeners to please remember that this is the time of year to shop locally. And you can also purchase our Prescott gift certificates at the Chamber. And that's a great way to support our local businesses, brick and mortar. And more importantly, you know, you're really giving back and creating jobs by shopping locally. So we just want to really encourage that. And as we come, you know, we have the holidays in front of us. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and then we have Christmas Day, and then we'll be going into the new year. And yes, our boot drop was canceled, but they are putting together a virtual celebration. So look for that link as we get started. But if you have family in town, or you as a family are looking for something to do, we have the gingerbread houses that are up at the Prescott Resort. We have the Enchanted Christmas going on, and that's up at the Gateway Mall. And also, I know our zoo is having the bright lights or wild lights with the zoo. So those are all things that you can take your family out to do. And I, of course, want to do a shout out to our neighbors over in Prescott Valley. Marnie, my good friend, they're doing they have their lights, their drive-through lights going on out there as well. And again, there's still a lot of activities that people can do. And of course, you can go downtown to the courthouse and enjoy our light show there, the courthouse lighting. Those lights will stay on until the day before Martin Luther King. And I just want to really thank the Friends of the Jersey Lily. They worked really hard this year. As some of you may know, or most of you should know, is that the lights are sponsored by the community. And the Friends of the Jersey Lily raised the most funds to keep those lights on for us. And they're actually breaking records right now. They've raised well over $53,000 to keep those lights on so that your family can enjoy them. So if you get a chance, say hi to them. You can still buy raffle tickets. They have some great prizes. They have a bronze, they have a necklace, and they have tires. And it's just a great way to really support that. And for information on everything I just talked about, you can go to prescott.org, and you'll find information there, or find us on our Facebook page. And again, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll get back to the show in the new year. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.